and Nate Williams, the LIO moderator. At this time, I'd like to remind committee members and those in the audience to please silence your cell phones. We have here today Representative Hannon, Representative Stutes, my co-chair, Representative Wall, and myself, co-chair Ledoux. We have excused absences for Representative Tallarico and Representative Fields. We have a quorum to conduct business. Today we have one item on the agenda. That is the confirmation of the governor's appointee, Commissioner of Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, Julie Anderson. It is my understanding.
All participants are muted. All participants are unmuted.
It is my understanding that Ms. Anderson is online to introduce herself and to answer any questions the committee may have for her. And in addition to Ms. Anderson, we also have Sandra Moeller from the Division of, she's the Director of the Division of Community and Regional Affairs, and she is online to answer any questions. So, Ms. Anderson, do you want to introduce yourself to the committee and give a short statement and then make yourself available for questions?
Thank you. Good afternoon, co-chairs Ledoux and Wool, and members of the committee. My name is Julie Anderson, Commissioner Designee for the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. I want to thank the committee for your time in visiting with me individually and for this hearing today. I also want to express my appreciation to Governor Dunleavy for his confidence in choosing me for this position. Since we have met individually and spent time together, I will abbreviate my personal history and put just a few details on the record. I am of Athabascan descent on my father's side, and my mother's grandparents moved to Eagle in 1898, where she resides today. I grew up in the interior and was fortunate to spend time in many rural areas, as my father was a small civil contractor that had jobs throughout the interior. Beyond my life experiences, my education includes a bachelor's degree in business from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and a master's degree from the Thunderbird School of Global Management in Arizona. I also obtained certification as an economic development professional. As to my career, in the mid-90s, I worked to implement the Community Development Quota Program. I also worked for the Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, managing a team of employees and contractors to successfully deliver contractor management, HSE and supply chain functions, facilities, aviation, and crisis management operations. Following my time there, I worked for the Alaska Energy Authority on the Susitna-Watonna Hydro Project and had a small consulting business. Having worked both in the Department of Community and Regional Affairs and the Alaska Energy Authority and worked with a variety of economic development efforts, I have a good working knowledge of the department, its divisions and programs, but still have much more to learn. I care deeply about the future of the state and look forward to working with the administration to create economic opportunity for future generations. The governor has assembled an outstanding diverse cabinet, and I am honored to be part of it. Which brings me to my vision for our department. To create economic opportunity requires bringing fresh ideas and new perspectives to both our role in economic development and in administering the statutes the legislature has given us to implement. One of our top goals is to encourage new investment in the state and grow our economy by repealing unnecessary regulatory burdens, by not increasing taxes, and by creating stability. We intend to strengthen key industries while supporting the free enterprise system, building a diverse economy through business assistance, financing, promotion, and public policy. At this department, we are working aggressively to break out of government silos and make sure our employees and divisions are pulling together for Alaskans. We are looking at opportunities to modernize, use existing data, and work smarter. An example is an effort underway to link the new community database online in the Division of Community and Regional Affairs with a whole host of other data on business licensing, land ownership, resources, and economic development to help provide region-specific information for those looking to invest in Alaska. There is a presentation on the CDO in the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee scheduled for Tuesday, March 26th at 8 a.m. if you are interested in learning more about this. We are also intensely focused on jobs and capital. It takes investment to generate jobs, and jobs are what generate healthy people and healthy communities. We are taking a deep look at what helps or hinders investment that creates jobs across everything we do. We need to focus on Alaska's competitive advantages, reduce barriers, and let industry know that Alaska is open for business. We've already met with dozens of local venture capital experts, business owners, and industry leaders to explore ways in which the department could help foster Alaska's growth. We are listening to suggestions and seeking their valuable ideas to implement as quickly as possible. Additionally, our department is committed to doing a better job administering the statutes that the legislature has given us to implement. We've reviewed thousands of pages of statutes and regulations with an eye to reducing burdens on citizens and businesses. We realize that a healthy regulatory environment is necessary for a strong economy. Regulation that is reasonable, balanced, and efficient is our solution. We must strike the proper balance between economic development and public safety and protection. We are actively reviewing professional licensing requirements and the best way to fulfill our duty to protect Alaskans while trying to lighten requirements that are barriers to growth. We continue to work to find this kind of balance across our programs and are critically looking at licensing to see if any of them have outlived their usefulness and for ways to modernize, digitize, and streamline to make licensing easier to do here than anywhere else. We are at a point where it is imperative that we focus on our core services at the same time we grow the economy. I am excited to have the opportunity to help improve how the government encourages business development and delivers high-quality services more efficiently to Alaska's citizens and businesses. As I said in my opening, my background includes 15 years with Alyeska Pipeline, running my own business. I'm working on the Susitna-Matana Hydro Project and working to get the CDQ program in place for communities in Western Alaska. I know what Alaskans can do when they put their mind to it. My goal is to work with others to have the conversation about what can we do to improve and diversify the economy and facilitate the implementation of new ideas as best as we can. I believe we can all visualize a better future for ourselves, our kids, and our grandkids, and I believe Alaskans are up to the challenge. Thank you for your time today, and I am available for questions.
Thank you. Does any member of the committee have any questions for Ms. Anderson? Representative Wong.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Thank you, Ms. Anderson, for calling in and for meeting with us last week or individually, and I'm assuming you met with more than just me, so I will say us. Let's see, you mentioned licensing. Having sat on the Labor and Commerce committee last few years, we saw a lot of boards and heard a lot of licensing discussions, and some of them were kind of eye-opening to me. Do you feel that we're professions in general are over licensed and that this trend of licensing maybe has gone too far?
Through the chair, Representative Wolf. Yes, I would agree with that statement. We are taking a deep look at how we can improve the licensing requirements. We're looking at the different boards and commissions that we have across the organization and the state and finding ways to streamline those. We are developing a comprehensive professional licensing reform bill where we're looking at streamlining those efforts, making it easier to get licenses, looking at some of the professions that maybe don't require licenses, those types of efforts.
Thank you. That's encouraging to hear. Follow-up, please.
Go ahead.
Thank you. There's been talk through the governor, I believe, has made some statements about eliminating the marijuana and alcohol boards. Are you in support of that, or what are your thoughts on that?
So I believe the intent is to roll those boards into the Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing, and have those operate similar to how the other boards do within the state. So we would still have participation. It would just be more administered more efficiently through the division rather than a standalone board.
Follow up. So it wouldn't be necessary to get rid of the boards themselves, but just the oversight would be similar to other boards that are already under that division, I guess.
That's my understanding.
Okay, thank you. Rev, I'm stumped right now. Let me think if someone else has another question.
I've got a question right now. So what are the other boards that are under the division right now?
There are 21 different boards. I don't have a list of them. They're quite extensive. We have the Board of Pharmacy, Board of Nursing, Board of Big Game Hunters. I honestly couldn't go through all of them right now, but they're quite diverse. I can get that information for you if you would like.
So I'm a little bit confused. So some of the boards right now are within the Department of DCCED, and other boards are just floating out there and are not under any department?
Madam Co-Chair, my understanding is that the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Boards are the only ones that are out there. Within my oversight and administratively, they are the only ones that are outside of the division.
Representative?
And I believe...
I believe that those two boards are in your within your Department of DCCED, but as you said, they have their own director, and you have limited, if none, of oversight over those boards.
So, are there other boards that have their own directors, or is the ABC board and the Marijuana Control Board the only one that has its own executive director?
Madam Co-Chair, is that a question for me?
Yes.
So under this department administratively, that is the only two boards that are outside of the Division of Corporations, Professional and Business Licensing.
Thank you. Representative Stutes and then Representative Hannon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So if you were to absorb the ABC board and the Marijuana Control Board under the DCCED, would you also then, I would presume you would be assuming the enforcement of those two businesses as well, is that correct?
That is my understanding, that the boards would roll into the division. We would continue to have, the way we manage most of our other boards is with an executive assistant that assists in the work with the boards, and then they have the staff to support them, which includes the enforcement officers at this time.
Follow up,
thank you. Let me think about how I want to phrase this.
Okay,
question.
Representative Hannon.
Through the chair, could you describe for me the investigatory and, I guess, judiciary in nature differences that I guess I perceive the ABC and Marijuana Control Board having than, say, the Pharmacy Board, where I guess my perception is one looks exclusively at just the professional standards of licensure and the other has a broader investigatory and potentially judiciary penalty authority versus I just have the authority to sanction, you've met the standards of it. Is that wrong? Can you tell me the difference?
So for some of the professions, well, I'm trying to think of how to. Chambers is the division director who knows this inside and out. So pardon me if I don't get this exactly correct.
We have Ms. Anderson online. We have Sandra Muller, Sean Williams, Matt Fagnani, and Patrice Wonks, and then
Sarah's
pardon me?
Sarah Chambers.
Okay. And then Mr. Parody is here, too. Do you need a lifeline?
Yes. Why don't we have Mr. Parody address this question? Thank you.
Madam Chairman, co-chairman, members of the committee, and I would like to, Sarah Chambers has been home ill, but I just texted her and she's about to dial in, and the complexity of these interactions are such that I'd like to get our subject matter expert on the phone and let her walk us through this, and she should be here momentarily.
Okay. Maybe unless somebody has another question which relates to another matter, why don't we take a brief at ease while we get Ms. Chambers on the line?
Just the homie, I gave her the wrong number.
Sarah Chambers now joining us online with the Division of Corporations Business and Professional Licensing. So I can't remember who asked the Representative Hannon, if you could not necessarily rephrase, but just re-ask the question.
Thank you. Through the chair. Ms. Chambers, we were interested and we started down a line of questioning to your commissioner that she's called you as a lifeline to answer, which is describing the function of boards within the agency where there are 21 boards that function one way and the ABC and marijuana control boards propose to come into tighter control. And could you describe to us the difference between the authorities and shaping of what the ABC and marijuana control board have now and the other boards?
Thank you. For the record, this is Sarah Chambers, Division Director with the Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing. And through the chair, Representative Hannon, my understanding is that if the boards, any board of the boards you mentioned, were to be dissolved and no longer continue, then the licensing functions would fall exclusively under the Department of Commerce, and the commissioner would have the ability to control the regulations as authorized under statute. That's how the 22 of our licensing programs that don't have boards function, and so the commissioner could have essentially the same level of control and governance and management that those boards currently do.
And I see Mr. Parody is raising his hand. He wants to comment here, so we'll let him do that.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, I apologize for the momentary confusion, and I'd like to try to clarify a few things, and then I need a lifeline as well. The discussion that's occurring here, there has been discussion about the alcohol and marijuana boards. And
Mr. Parody, do you want to introduce yourself,
ma'am,
for the record?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Madam Chairman. Fred Parody, Senior Advisor, Legislative Liaison for the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, and particularly to Commissioner Designee Julie Anderson. The discussion that's ongoing has been concerning the best way for these to function, and there was contemplation of dissolving the boards, and that is not the current state of thinking. If you think about those industries and those boards, the alcohol board is longstanding, the marijuana board has been essential to standing up this new industry. The question has been how to best fit them within our mission at the department and whether they should be moved into our corporation's business licensing function, where we have 43 programs, 21 boards. I believe, and Director Chambers can correct me, 6 of those boards have an executive director in their own right. But you would retain the regulatory function of those boards, but you would shift them into the division so that you had some more direct accountability of them and for them.
Representative Hannon.
So narrowing the question through the chair, if Ms. Chambers could describe the 6 boards that currently exist within that licensing division and how they function differently than the marijuana control board does currently, so that we could visualize what the shift would be.
Madam Chair, through the Chair, Representative Hannon, I have to...
Ms. Chambers, thank
you.
Can you identify yourself for the record just to have a clean
record? Thank you. This is Sarah Chambers, Division Director, and thank you to Mr. Parody for jumping in. Currently, the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Boards are in a different division, so it will take a team effort to marry the two divisions together for this conversation. Currently, within the Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing, the six boards that have an executive administrator function the same way as the remainder of the boards do. They just have additional administrative help that can function at a higher policy level. There's no additional authority that those executive administrators have within those six boards. That is currently different than how the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Boards function, where their executive director, who is also a division director, Erica McConnell, she has greater authority than our executive directors do. She's actually a peer of mine if we were to put together a great big org chart for the Department of Commerce. So I apologize. I'm not familiar with the proposed change to her boards, but I'm happy to describe additional ways that the boards under my division function, if that's helpful to the committee.
Representative Stutes.
Thank you. So if these boards are merged, would then Erica McDonald be merged along with the board, or is there a step down where that position would no longer be needed?
Madam Co-Chair, through the Chair, Representative Stutes, the intent, because this is all preliminary, but the intent is we still need that position, and that it would just reside within the division, and that position would be reporting to the commissioner rather than to the two different boards.
Follow up.
But that is the primary difference.
Follow up.
Go ahead.
Thank you. So what is the benefit of merging these two particular boards then, from your perspective?
Through the Chair, Representative Stutes, I believe that this would bring the administration of these boards more in alignment with the other boards that we have. We would have more insight into proposed regulations, any changes that they're proposing. Currently, we're courtesy copied, but it doesn't come through the department. So I think that would provide a little more control and more consistency in how these things are being managed.
And I see Mr. Parody has his hand up again. And please identify yourself for the record.
Thank you for the refresher, Madam Chairman. Fred Parody, Deputy Commissioner, Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Transition Advisor, Senior Advisor, Legislative Liaison. What I wanted to try and offer was that there is discussion ongoing, but a legislative proposal has not been passed or submitted. So part of what you're hearing is the range of ideas that's under discussion, and all of it will become before the legislature in due time.
So I'm just sort of curious. I mean, if you're shifting the executive, if one of the thoughts is to shift the executive director more into the department, what's the advantages and the disadvantages of this? I mean, are things broken right now? Because if they're not broken right now, then why fix them? So,
Madam Chairman, I might offer for discussion that when you consider the nature of the marijuana initiative, which added a second board to those duties, you had a director that was directly accountable to the alcohol board and was responsible for alcohol. You then added the marijuana industry with responsibility to a second board, the marijuana board. So you have a director that has accountability and hiring, firing responsibilities with two boards instead of with one. So it's just become complicated in some ways. And the question is, what might the solution be? And it's not clear what the answer might be yet.
So is there any thought? I mean, because the way it is right now, is the result of that's the way the legislature did the two boards. It added the marijuana to the alcohol board. I think the initiative would have let the legislature create an entirely new board. Would it make sense to create an entirely new board and just have both of those boards continue the way they are now, as opposed to merging this thing into the department? I don't know.
Madam Chairman, again, Fred Parity from Commerce. What I would say is that's a policy call by the legislature.
Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, along those lines, and when I hear, well, we're going to merge all these boards together and it'll be more uniform. Well, these two boards are not part of that uniform, quote, ordinary board situation. I mean, there's a whole section in the statute book about the ABC and the alcohol laws that the ABC board has to be aware of. So it's not like, well, they're just going to come on over and be one of us, because I think it's a more specified area. So I fail to see that as good reasoning as to why to merge them. And I don't, if in fact that's what happens, and I understand you're saying that's not
set,
not set in stone, it just seems a little odd, unless you're downsizing and you can have some kind of savings there. But otherwise, it just seems to be moot.
Through the chair, Representative Stutes. Actually, from a department perspective, as you look across the boards, there's great similarities in the sense that each of the boards has sections of statute that apply to them. So that's not unusual in that regard. And as we look at any range of issues, board training, board travel, board support, we have a home for that. So it's possible there are efficiencies, but I don't believe I'm going to fully answer your questions here today.
No problem. Thank you.
Do we...
Through the chair, Representative Stutes, I do believe that the intent is not to merge
the record.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Julie Anderson, Commissioner Designee.
Thank you.
I believe the intent was not to merge the two boards, but to have them separate, but brought into the Division of Corporations, Professional and Business Licensing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Wall.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have a question for Ms. Chambers, and I know this is a confirmation for Commissioner Designee Julie Anderson, so I guess I could probably ask these questions later at a different meeting. So I will withdraw my question and go back to Ms. Anderson, and she mentioned streamlining and making things less bureaucratic and easier to do business. So I do applaud that intent, and I hope you can do that and maintain law and order as well.
Representative Hannon.
Thank you. Through the chair. Ms. Anderson, one of the pleasures of being in the legislature is you learn about a lot of new things, and so one of the things over the last few weeks, and I didn't ask you about it in my committee yesterday when we heard your nomination because it's kind of newly forming in my brain, but agriculture in Alaska primarily consists of a lot of small businesses, and the regulatory oversight for them is in at least three different agencies, including Department of Environmental Conservation regulating dairy inspections, to the Department of Resources doing phytosanitary inspections for flowers and potato seeds. And I have become concerned that both of those departments' oversight seems to perhaps not be with the support of how do we grow those as businesses in Alaska. So have you thought about the potential growth for agriculture, the reviving of agriculture in Alaska, including dairy farming and peonies, flowers, and potato exports, and how could your vision of streamlining business development in Alaska lead to improvement for that sector of Alaska's economy?
Thank you. Through the chair, Representative Hannon. Yes, we have given quite a bit of thought to that, and we've been getting quite a bit of input in our visits with the different members of the legislature and within the businesses. We believe my goal is to understand what the current state is, see where the barriers are as far as expanding our current agricultural efforts, and then where are there new opportunities to bring in new industries, new agricultural industries into the state. We have, I believe, a lot of rich land here, and we have changes in technology that can help us improve our yields, and I do believe that's an area of opportunity for the state. I will be working across the departments with DEC, DNR, and do what we can to help facilitate this industry.
Thank you.
Do we have any other questions, either for Ms. Anderson or any of the other folks that are either online or Mr. Parody, who's in the room? Well, then, seeing no further questions, I'm now going to open this up for public testimony. So there doesn't appear to be anybody online for public testimony. Is there anybody in the audience? And I'm going to be limiting public testimony to 2 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Vicki Jo Kennedy, my home is Kodiak Island, Alaska. 2 minutes, boy, that's a boom. Okay. I'm very confused about this woman's resume, also known as a resume. Under the change of management, it says Alyeska. I'm confused whether it's the oil people or the ski resort. That's number one. But she wants, that's under change management. That kind of scares me, those words, change management. So I'm sure you're a nice lady, Miss Anderson. And I just know we've got new people in this house now, and they're going to be asking and looking a lot harder than the people in the old house. And I'm very proud of them for doing that. But I see all these things you've done, and that's wonderful, but I'm very leery of the economic development, because that's where the Alaska Aerospace Corporation developed. Now they're where they're supposed to be with the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. But some things sneak through this department, and I'm worried about it.
Ms. Kennedy?
Ma'am?
I'm going to have to ask you to, you know, keep your testimony to just Ms. Anderson.
Okay.
Not anything about, you know.
All right. Okay, marijuana and booze. I mean, I know about that. And I'm all for making Willie Nelson the commissioner, like the guy said at the last hearing. But I thought I was on task there. I really did. The labor and the workforce development, it's all this talk about splitting this and splitting that and making more division. We've got enough boards in this house to build a lodge. I don't think we need any more boards. I think we need to get rid of some boards and turn it over to the legislators where it's supposed to be. We elect you guys to do it. But anyway, Ms. Anderson, what's your favorite color? Anyway, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vicki. And I would like to clarify something. I just took a look at Ms. Anderson's resume. The Alyeska that she is referring to specifically refers to Alyeska Pipeline Company.
Thank you.
So is there anyone else in the audience? All right, then, seeing or hearing no one, we are going to close public testimony. Is there any committee discussion? Well, going once, going twice, no committee discussion, it doesn't look like. So having completed our testimony, Representative Wall.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. The House Labor and Commerce Committee has reviewed the qualification of the governor's appointee and recommends that the following name be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Julie Anderson, Commissioner of Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. This does not reflect intent by any of the members to vote for or against this individual during any further sessions for the purposes of confirmation.
So, with that, the name will be forwarded to the joint session. After we adjourn, please stay behind to sign the confirmation committee report. Our next hearing will be Monday, March 18th, 2019. at 3:15 p.m. We stand adjourned at 4 minutes to 4 p.m.